Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like it's too early to start a seminar. You know, the room is a quarter full. Welcome, and good morning to all of you. Thank you very much for joining us for the Banking Seminar 2024. We started a bit early. I think we've got a lot to cover, a lot of interesting speakers. Some of them are here. They will introduce themselves as we go. My name is Michael Tichareva. I think some of you already know me. I would have interacted with some of you. I am the chairperson of the Banking Committee of the Actuarial Society of South Africa. I also do chair the Banking Virtual Forum of the IAA, International Actuarial Association. I would like to welcome you to this banking seminar and probably give you some brief history of banking practice for actuaries. As you know, it is probably one of the newest practice areas that is now recognized, and it's growing recognition across the world. It really started, I think, in the 90s, maybe just a few ambitious entrepreneurial actuaries moving and working into banking. And then I think in the 2000s, we had a little bit more actuaries moving into banking. But in South Africa, we agreed and decided that this is a practice area because of the number of actuarial professionals that were in there. We agreed that in 2010. And we realized that places like Australia also had actuaries working in banking. And the one missing thing was the profession wasn't recognizing these people. So they were not catered for within the profession. So that's where we said, let's have a banking as a practice area for actuaries. And one of the reasons for doing that is exactly what we're doing today, where we're having a seminar and we are providing CPD opportunities. I know that it's a mixture of students in here, students probably still coming up through the actuarial education system, and working students and associates, qualified actuaries. So it's a mixture of people, but there wasn't really a platform to engage during those days. So that's why we like to hold this seminar. So if you look at your agenda item, there are interesting things there. Please have your note and pen and paper, because some of the stuff will be interesting. You might never have heard of it because you'll be working in very different areas. But it's we just try to cover a whole range of issues just to show you that actuarial practice or banking practice for actuaries is really alive, and it's spreading in many different countries. And we want to keep on doing seminars like these. I think since 2015, when we introduced the subject, banking subject for actuaries, that was in 2015. That's when we had our first seminar. And I think since then, we haven't had a seminar in 2023. I can't remember 2022 because I didn't attend. I was now out of the picture. So we are again back here doing this, and we'll be doing that again next year. So all I can say to you is we are going to get started. Please participate, we welcome you, ask questions, do everything you have to do to make it a lively session. And with that, I thank you. I'm going to call Jerome. Jerome is going to be the MC for the day. And you know what? You must know him, if you're still writing exams, for being the principal examiner of the principal subject. He's the one. Jeremy, welcome, Jeremy. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Michael. Okay, today we've got quite a full agenda. Once again, thank you all for joining our 2024 SR Banking Seminar. The theme for our seminar this year is ensuring a sound banking system through effective risk management. I'd also like to thank, welcome those online joining us online as well, and those in person. It's great to see such a good turnout. I'm also quite happy to see some familiar faces, and I think it's even better to see some unfamiliar faces as well, just to show how our profession is growing. So as Michael has mentioned, I'm Jerome Mahadio. I'm a banking actuary with quite a few years of volunteering experience within ASA and the ASA Banking Committee. I'm currently the ASA Banking Deputy Chair with respect to education. I also have worked across various roles in banking, currently heading up the climate risk measurement function for APSA Group. And that's enough about me. South Africa has been in the spotlight as a global leader in the actuarial profession for its banking practice for actuaries, having introduced the banking fellowship subject in South Africa in 2015, allowing actuaries to qualify as banking actuaries. This subject is now being offered internationally at both principals and application fellowship levels. That's quite a success, as Michael has mentioned. Now on to the agenda.